So if you've seen our video on structures, you already know that we have the ability to define our own data types. But if you've used structures, you know that sometimes using those data types can actually be a little cumbersome because we have to use the struct keyword when we're working with them. Struct car or struct student. That's a lot to type if we just want to have something simple like a structure. We want to be able to work with things a little more shorthand way like int or char, something a lot more convenient to type. Fortunately, there's a way to do this in C with something called typedef, which is a way to create shorthand or rewritten names for data types. You can rewrite data types that already exist, or you can write data types of your own. The first thing you do is you define a type in the normal way, and then you just alias it to something else. Typedef, old name, new name. Pretty straightforward, right? So we could typedef, for example, the already existing data type of unsigned char as byte. And then from now on, after we've made this type definition, again, which is usually going to be at the top of our .c files or in a .h file separately, we can just use byte everywhere we would have used unsigned char. That's a lot shorter to type. In CS50's library, we do this. We type def char star as string because we abstracted away the idea of pointers and the fact that a string is really a pointer to the first character in an array of characters because it's just so confusing to get your head around that. But in fact, that's what we do, and this line of code actually exists in CS50.h, type def char star string, just to make that a little less cumbersome to have to deal with. Already you've seen probably a little bit of the value here, but typedef becomes great when combined with structures, as I alluded to earlier. Structures have a two-word type name, and so they can be really annoying to create variables of that type or malloc size of struct something. Your lines can just get really, really long. And so you can use typedef to come up with something a lot shorter. So if I define a car as follows, I have my definition of a car, struct car, and then open curly brace, all the fields of my structure, close curly brace, semicolon. After I've defined my data type, I can typedef struct car as car underscore t. And then when I've done that, now every time I would have otherwise used struct car, I can just use car underscore t. That's a lot shorter of a way to express this idea of this structure that I just created. Alternatively, because structures are so commonly used in typedef, you can actually define the type in between the start and the end. So the typedef structure, again, is usually typedef, old name, new name, where the names are already types that you've created. But you can actually define a structure right in the middle of the typedef instead of having to define it separately and then do a typedef of it. And that would look just like this, typedef struct car, open curly brace, all of your field definitions, close curly brace, car t. So the old name is all of that stuff in red. You're just defining the structure and naming it at the same time. And then the new name is car underscore t. And so if we start to use this in code, previously I might have said struct car my car semicolon. Well, I don't have to do that anymore. Now that I've used the typedef, I can just say car underscore t my car. That's a lot shorter of a way to do it. And in fact, it's going to be a lot more convenient, especially as you start to use structures a lot more in your code. I'm Doug Lloyd. This is CS50.